This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So I'm looking at this thing.
Give me a sip of coffee.
Give me a louder slurp on that coffee. I want the people at home to enjoy it with you.
That is powerful stuff. Bam.
Woo.
Ooga. Looking at this sign.
Yeah.
Says, did you know Awkwafina is Nora from Queens?
Right. Okay. Yes. You called me about this.
And I was like, is this the news?
You called me about this.
Yes.
We had this conversation on the phone already.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have it again now? This was a phone call we had.
Well, you helped me. I'm really, the story is about how you helped
me. This was this morning.
I understand, but the story, if you let me finish, is about that call you.
This was on my way to the studio to record this. You called me about this. We talked about this for over an hour.
And I'm sharing. I appreciate it.
No,
I know. You were very helpful to me.
And I'm glad to hear that. And you said that as well on the call. But
other people are listening now. I'm sharing it with other people.
And that's what I'm asking. Is there something you want to share with everyone else? Because I know a few times during the call I was saying, and we're done talking about this, right? And you would say, totally, I get it now.
No, yes.
Like, you've explained the sign.
And like, yes. And definitely that Awkwafina is Nora from Queens.
Yes.
Yes.
Which, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Very good.
Do you think she wants to keep having that name?
And you asked me that.
Or do you think maybe she wants a different name now?
A different name? Okay.
Than either of those.
And you've answered both ways, so I want to ask. When you say, do you think she wants a different name,
mm-hmm.
do you mean different than Nora from Queens or different than Awkwafina?
And they are the same, yes? She is Nora from Queens.
She is Nora from Queens.
Okay.
But when you say, does she want a different name, do you mean whole new name, not Nora from Queens or Awkwafina? Or do you mean, is the sign informing you that she would like to change her name from Awkwafina to Nora from Queens? Or are you saying that you think she is Nora from Queens and she wants to change her name either to Awkwafina, which it is, or something else?
I guess to answer that question, I would need confirmation that Awkwafina is Nora from Queens.
And I can give you that. And I can give you that right now, 100%.
Okay. Then yes. Hey, welcome to
Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names and recovering like how with this interview we call showbiz. And what do we have here if it isn't a guest? And it's Atsuko. And we are always bringing you the good guest on this show. Talk a little bit about how fun it is to be here.
Oh, it's so fun to be here. I gotta say, you really set it up. Like, for a second, I thought Awkwafina was here. Right for a second, I was like, is it me?
It was so present.
I thought I was Nora from Queens.
And you're not Nora from Queens, right?
Yeah, no, I'm Atsuko from Chiba.
And that's confirmed by the sign. From where?
From Chiba. Mm-hmm. Chiba, which has
now,
like,
I'm a bit of a Chiba hawk myself.
Yes.
Oh my God. Big fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to be like the second name, Atsuko from Chiba.
Right?
But yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. They do call this, that's what they call weed here sometimes.
Yeah.
Chiba. What do
they? They call, that's a word for weed.
Weed. And, just Chiba.
And weed enthusiasts are Chiba hawks.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes you'll spark the Chiba.
No one has mentioned this to you?
No, nobody has said, oh, Chiba, yeah, weed.
Something that can happen is you can, and there's a number of skits on a Dilated People's album that will confirm this. But what can happen to you is you can light up some Chiba, mm-hmm. and somebody from down the hall who you don't normally see, who you haven't talked to in a month.
Yeah, yeah. Hello.
Chiba Hawk. They smell it. They know somehow. Mm-hmm. And they're there to share with your Chiba, but not necessarily there when you're in need.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they say, sup, can I hit that?
Is this like a patois? It sounds like patois, like Chiba. Is that what language is that for weed? Yeah. Or is that just somebody like who was high one day was just like, Chiba.
What is the origin of Chiba?
Yeah.
For weed. Mm.
I don't know. I thought maybe because you were educating me, and so I was.
I know, and then I realized
I was on board. I was like, "Yeah, Chiba Hug." Someone comes.
I realize I've hit the ceiling of my knowledge.
I won't share with you. Okay.
Do you ever listen to more Chiba?
No.
Brett, do you listen to more Chiba? Chiba?
More Chiba?
Yeah.
No.
MORCHEBA.
No.
Band.
No.
No. Are they high?
I don't know.
Right now.
I don't know.
Let's keep talking about this more Chiba.
Brett, find more Chiba.
The term,
more let's
Chiba.
Go.
More Chiba.
The term Chiba is a bastardized version of the Spanish word Chiba.
Oh. Which I think it means a goat.
Which stands for heroin.
Okay. And then someone was like, yeah, okay. Someone made the connection.
Bastardized.
It makes
you
me
bastard.
Feel
like bastard executioner.
You changed the word Chiba, you bastard.
You guys
it
like South Park?
It almost feels like when I'm high on just weed, but.
What was I supposed to look up?
I found it.
Hey, that's what a high guy would say. Let's go.
This is just bad.
Have
ooh, okay.
conversation on this show. We love to chat.
Yeah.
We love to learn. So like,
I'm mostly here to listen.
You imagine
in this incarnation of the show.
You imagine talking to the bully.
It's good,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the bully man.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, "You're telling an interesting thing." And he says, "I'd ask for your life story."
Right.
But
did that sound like a bong rip in the song?
Am
I crazy?
They couldn't actually use a bong. They would have had to have used like some other thing.
Wow, that's in the song.
But so that's what the bully man would say is, I didn't ask your life story, but I am.
I appreciate
it. Hay says,
yeah.
What's your life story? I did ask for your life story. So go ahead.
Because you're anti-bully.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm against the bully man.
You're not that. You are best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My life story. Well, mm-hmm. I guess, mm-hmm. shall we start in Chiba?
Yeah, let's start with a little Chiba.
I guess we sort of did already.
We did that.
We started with some Chiba and then we had some more Chiba.
Chiba, then West LA, and then here, you know, right in front of you guys.
Wow. Central LA. Yeah. All the way from West LA to Central LA.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and that trek is not easy, you know.
Now, Brett has like 20 minutes on this.
That's true.
So don't.
You said my life story, and so here I am talking about traffic.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm. And it's basically, it feels like it was my life story, is sitting in traffic on the way here, yes? And that's part of Brett's bit.
That's all we are in LA, is just sitting in traffic late to podcasts.
No, we're just a bunch of husks riding in our little pods.
Yeah.
But
From pod to pod.
It's an attitudinal thing where I see all these other people are stuck in traffic, but me,
mm-hmm.
I'm hanging out in the car.
Yeah, you're just in the pod.
I'm hanging out in the car. I'm listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
I look outside. There's a palm tree. People go, oh, the palm tree. The fronds are falling on my thing. What I go, hey, buddy, here, you breathe out. I'll breathe in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's switch it back.
Yeah.
And we're having a thing, exchange. I'm hanging with my buddy.
Yeah. Mindset. Do you know about this?
You know mindset?
Is that about CO2 out, oxygen in?
It can be.
You have to. That's something you have to remember.
Yeah.
Do you read Carolyn Dweck?
You know, I don't read much.
Not a Dweck. Okay.
You know, earlier you were like,
you read Dweck 2?
Dweck 2. Well, yeah. How'd you know I only do sequels? Yeah, usually. Yeah, like I do only sequels. So like Little Mermaid 2, Mulan 2.
Yeah.
Back to Future 3.
John Wick 2.
Mm.
Yeah, back to... But 3.
Mm.
That's really pushing it. I got to do 2 first. I'll do 3, too, but 2 first.
Your philosophy, I believe, is if it wasn't good enough to make a second one, why am I dealing with this movie at all?
You put those words in my mouth. And that sounds great. So, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of these movies, they only make one, and I go, let me wait and see. If they make another one, then I know they were onto something.
And let's fix it a little of the first one. You know? Let's learn something. When we do this again. Is.
Paddington 2,
Hot Shots Part 2.
There you go.
And Brett is even getting in on it.
Yeah, Brett, yeah. That was his, was that your one?
That's mine, yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Was that your one, Brett?
That's my number one.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
We got to life story so fast. Yeah, here we are, you know, talking about
every we always begin with the life story.
Yeah, thank you for that opportunity.
And so we did that, and now we talk about... Everyone's talking about this show. Otsuko has a show.
Yeah, I've had to hear about it.
It has her name in it. Her name is right in there.
She's got her show.
Her name
People are going to do Otsuko's show, and so they can't do our show because they're doing yours. And that's happening.
Because, yeah, that's what I get for doing a live show at 10 in the morning on a Saturday.
Yeah.
In the hottest venue in LA. So it's either your podcast or
you want to say the name
show.
Of the venue?
Yeah, I'm at Dynasty Typewriter. Quickly get into, you know, suddenly turn into
pretty cool name.
Dynasty Typewriter on the second Sundays at 8 p.m. Yeah.
Very hot venue.
Yeah, very
There's all
hot.
This stuff on the stage.
Always stuff. There's an actual typewriter.
Yeah.
A rug. Haunted. Definitely haunted, that location.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
You
know. Do you think it was named
that makes
by,
it hotter?
Do you think it was named this Dynasty Typewriter by one of these hipsters? Oh, and are you sick of these guys? Right?
You know,
Dynasty Typer with their vintage corduroy
I knew it
jackets.
Was over. I knew it was over when there were rumors that it was haunted. Oh, the ghosts are here. Oh my God, they're gonna start rolling in. You know, these tickets.
But you were just spreading those rumors.
I was spreading
you
the rumors.
You started.
That was you said, did that.
Yeah, I said one. Yeah, yes, I did. I said, one time I felt, you know, I came in with my EKG meter.
Oh yeah, no, sure. To test the ghost's heart rate.
That's right. The heart rate of what is not Koreatown. You know.
It's not. Yeah. Everyone says it is.
No.
It's not.
Let us not forget MacArthur Park down the street. Yeah. You know. You could just feel the hauntings of what was many people's Los Angeles dreams. The EKG meter just said, get out of
it's
here.
Flatlining.
Get out of here.
Your dreams are flatlining.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to open up my Pokemon Go app inside there.
And what happened? You caught?
All ghosts.
Just
Pikachu ghost.
Yeah. Just a Pikachu ghost.
Beelzebub ghost.
Yeah.
Zorbadub ghost man.
Write about
and
it.
And a ghost of it.
You should write about this.
I would like to, yes.
There's a typewriter right there.
Well,
yeah, people love a ghost.
Typewriter,
blog.
No paper.
Oh.
Typewriter, no paper. I guess it's ghost paper, isn't
that's right.
it?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then sell some tickets.
Yeah.
That's how it starts.
Sell tickets to your book.
Well, I would love to. I
a
would
ghost
love
story.
To. And if you guys have. So I'm between internet right now. And if you have access, or even if you just know you're going to be out of the house at some point and have a spare key, I would love to get in and use some internet to get the word out about my book that I want to write on the ghost paper, just to get the buzz going so I know if it's worth my time.
And you do have to be out of the house because Sean uses the internet in a very physical way. Are you familiar with a cat having zoomies?
You know,
the zoomies?
Is that like a disease
the zoomies
where the
are real?
Cat needs
it
to
is,
really
yeah.
take up space?
Well,
is it like a fever?
It is a bit. It is a bit like a fever.
Yes.
Okay.
Zoomies fever, catch it.
I picture you.
They do
on
like
the walls.
All of a sudden, they're zooming around
wow.
the house,
run and jump, and, like, and pounce on a piece of lint and roll over, and then run to the other side.
Oh yeah, I appreciate the process.
Yes.
And then stop really short in their tracks, and then kind of like whip their head at you, like they just kind of realize you were there.
Yeah.
Sean.
This is Sean using. Yes.
That's me on the internet. That's just to get to like the browser.
Oh, you had me at. Zoomies.
At Zoomies, yes.
Okay.
That
wasn't
far
that long
in,
ago.
Huh?
Yeah. My key's under the mat. My key's under the front door mat.
Okay,
you are welcome
great.
Anytime.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh.
Yeah.
Is that just excitement to have the internet? The Zoomies?
You know, I don't pretend to be a doctor on this show. I'm not here to present any
kind of medical show.
There is obviously a show
Urgent Care.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you want to hear me pretend to be a doctor, please do listen and subscribe to that. What's that, Stitcher Premium, Kev?
I believe it's free.
Main feed. That's main feed.
That Osco, did you do Urgent Care?
Feels like it should be Stitcher Premium.
I didn't do Urgent Care.
Okay.
No, but I have been. To actual urgent care, but we
I didn't hear about that in your life story.
Yeah, you
seems like you admitted like
you skipped a pretty dark chapter.
Yeah, I wanted to hear about the Zoomies and how I can provide Sean with the right keys.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, the ghost of Dynasty Typewriter tell you?
Look, I knew there were ghosts at the venue. I could feel Zoomies. I pretended I didn't know what it was.
Yeah,
but
a
when
ghost
you
with
the
very
zoomies.
Unconvincingly.
Sonic has the zoomies, doesn't he?
Yes, a very serious case.
Mm-hmm. Sonic has a pretty debilitating case of the zoomies, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, yeah. What else? That woodpecker?
Yeah,
that
sure.
Woodpecker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know,
his head is certainly
his head zooming around, yeah. No shit, yeah.
These outside living animals.
Yeah, it's
they get,
true.
They really get, they're so vulnerable to the outside.
Well, because of the zoomies, if my cat gets the zoomies, they are cordoned off from the rest of the world by walls and a door. Mm-hmm. But if an outside living animal, as you so wonderfully
described,
thank you so much, yeah.
Goes zooming.
You said walls, but like.
Well, but the main wall has a bit of a curve to it.
Sure.
So to me, that's almost like having three walls.
Mm. Yeah.
But at any rate, an outside living animal, they don't have that luxury of the wall's going to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
The futon's going to stop them. They're going to get tangled up in the beanbag chair.
Yeah.
They're going to, the lava lamp cord is going to wrap around them and stop them.
That's right.
They're actually going to hopefully, I guess, run into a tree, which the woodpecker did.
Yeah.
Or just go forever.
Or a palm tree in your case.
Mm. Yes, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
The fronds. Tree.
Yeah.
The sign that you've made it.
Let's go. What's these games? Tell me about this. You're playing these, yes?
Yes, I'm playing games. I'm playing games. It's a game show, you know.
What's the main one?
Mm.
Oh, main one.
Yeah.
You know, there's a trivia round that I play with.
You don't know Jack?
Mm. I don't know. No, yeah, do I know Jack?
That's a game. That's so it's a trivia game that you play on the computer.
And it's got a real sense of humor, pretty wicked one. It's a precursor to the Joker in some ways, Jack.
Oh my God. So do you know Jack? Then it's like, now you're the Joker.
Jack, I think, is sort of the Joker before. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, I don't know. I kind of tapped out after Jeeves. So I was like, for me,
that was really the original internet trivia game.
Yeah, for me, it was internet. Internet was Ask Jeeves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I tapped, and then it was like MySpace. And that's when I tapped out. So, I never got to.
What an interesting history of technology we're going through.
By the way, right? AskJeeves.com is still kicking. I checked.
That's still a website?
Yeah, yeah. You could ask questions.
Hmm. Brett.
I'm
Get me
on.
That website. Give me that.
Bring me the website.
Yeah, so the trivia plays like, it's like social blunders. So, because...
social blunders. Give me a bad example.
Yeah.
No pressure. Bad example.
So
what might that be?
It's kind of making fun of the fact that in society, there's these rules that we have to play, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's like...
Yeah. You don't have to.
Don't put your feet in the dip.
So I make it tricky.
No feet in the dip. Social mores.
Don't feed the dip.
Don't
double dip.
Historical. Yeah.
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 Don't touch the stranger's hair.
Yeah. Don't put your feet in it.
Right. So when is it... Yeah, that's what you meant.
He likes his, so...
You like your feet.
No, he likes his suggestion, his pick.
No, of course, yeah. Don't.
This is just like, you don't know, it's fine. So
hey,
like,
Sean, don't put your feet in it. I heard you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That was.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what we're being told all the time.
Yeah.
And it's all of a sudden like, wait a minute, why are they saying this? No, I thought you didn't hear because you had said don't double dip.
You know, I was, I heard you.
No, because mine, was like, I kind of came out with it right away, and it was a pretty good one.
It was great. I acknowledge it.
Yes. Thank you for listening.
I'm going to make it a game, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Don't put your feet in it is the new game.
Don't put your feet in it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what about this? Like, how am I playing this? Like, I'm hearing about these things.
Uh-huh.
But, like, what about it is, like, the game element?
And how do I win?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know.
How do I win?
Just like in trivia, there's a wrong answer. I mean, you know, there's only one answer that's mm-hmm. correct.
Mm-hmm. And so don't put your feet in it. The answer would be, why not, right?
Yeah. And if you said anything else, you would be incorrect.
Ah.
And in that case, you get a fear-based, an impediment. Based, you get an impediment based on your fear.
Try again.
You get an impediment based on your fear.
Yes.
Impediment based on your fear.
Okay. And what's an example of this?
So,
bad example, anything you want. You
well, know. Let's see. Okay, so let's say you two are the contestants on the show.
Okay, I'll say it right now.
All
right.
Okay. Yeah, you are a contestant on the show. You're a contestant. So, like, so Hayes, what's something
we
you
could
fear?
That like we're probably like big enough to do this.
I think we actually could be a contestant mm-hmm. on the show.
Yeah.
If we came together,
mm-hmm.
this is a case where you would put your feet.
I put
water.
My feet in it. Yeah, I put yeah. both feet in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
In the dip. Yeah.
So, Hayes and Sean, what are your fears?
Oh, boy.
Give me one.
I guess it's competing against my friend.
Okay. Mm. All right. Yeah.
The idea of that is kind of scary to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
mm-hmm.
like, I know, like, the next, whether I win or lose.
Yeah.
The next, like, few days are going to be, like, about that.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like.
Totally get it.
Yeah. And mine would be, I guess.
It's like, I won or you I lost. Yeah.
Yeah. Similar, I guess mine would be the Grinch.
The Grinch. Okay. Yeah. That's your fear.
Mm-hmm. I would be afraid of the Grinch.
Yeah. Okay.
He's pissed.
All the time.
The guy mm-hmm. seems extremely pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's I'm not really looking to have that energy around me.
Right.
Especially when I just got my ass whipped by my friend at a trivia game last week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I got to go home and who's sitting on my couch? The Grinch?
Yeah.
So what would you
fucking
do?
Fucking suck.
But so, you would do that to him?
No. So in this scenario, right? Like for Sean, for the lack of, you know, being able to like.
Like of what?
The lack of time where I get to like really build out the show right now.
Yes.
But you know, so
you're lacking something, not me.
Not you. Your feet are totally in. And I heard you and I acknowledge your existence and the fact that you're on this game show right now.
Yes.
And so I would take it, you know, and then like maybe.
What's the prize?
Maybe the joke, you know, well, the prize is.
Crypto?
Crypto, it depends.
Which one?
If it's what you desire. Mm. So we collect three facts.
You have your own?
Cryptocurrency.
Your own crypto?
Crypto. I know I have gold. Mm. I do gold. Yeah. Mm. Cash for gold. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Uh-huh. You can sometimes discover gold in a crypto.
Mm, yes.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't.
Archaeology.
I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't mean to sidetrack you, but you might want to get your own crypto.
Yeah. Is that how you're doing so well?
How are we doing well?
How am I doing so well?
How am I doing so well? Am I doing well?
I think if I just sold my bag of gold that's sitting at home.
Mm-hmm.
My mom gave me a bag of gold recently.
Mm. Sure,
this is how I get robbed but whatever.
Oh, right.
Mom, and you also said your keys under the mat.
Yeah. This is just for...
Just for...
For...
Like nice Sean people listening. Know. Oh, just for Sean.
Okay. But I didn't say when I would put it.
To cover our bases legally also, we should say, it's not Curly's gold.
No. Yeah. Thank you.
We just don't want to... We don't want to get sued. The show gets sued by City Slickers or something.
Is Uli's gold something?
Yes, it's not, Peter Fonda.
Not
and
that.
It's actually, that's Bee Honey.
Oh.
Yeah, this is Curly's gold.
It is Curly's gold, Kalatsuko!
Brett, can we edit that out?
Okay.
Brett, do we?
This is
can you mark that, Brett? Yes.
Well, I can't be sure because I haven't taken it in to... get checked, you know.
Okay, you would know. Good.
You know, my mom gave me a big bag and she just said, go sell this. And when she handed it to me, it was so heavy. I
almost
dropped it.
What's bag? A nice bag?
It's just this pink, you know, felt bag. I said, Mom, and I almost fell to the ground. It was so heavy. I said, Mom, what the hell is in this?
Yeah.
And I looked, and it was gold, just gold chains, gold necklaces.
Gold chains.
It's
drip.
I said, Mom, what kind of gangster activities?
It was drip.
Drip, drip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, Mom, you came through dripping. She goes, drip, drip.
Yeah.
I was like, came through dripping, drip, drip. Mm-hmm. And so now it's just sitting at home because I don't know the best way to really go about selling if it's Curly's gold, whatever gold.
Yeah.
If Curly's gold is drip.
Yeah.
I smell a sequel, which you would then be able to watch.
Right.
Right?
But that is
give
the
me
sequel.
Part two only.
Well, part two is Curly's gold.
That's what I'm saying.
But Curly's gold being turned into drip?
That's a sequel just to Curly's gold? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just drip. Or it should be drip, drip.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
they
in
make
the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric the that peak. Is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And mm-hmm. this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that
yes.
For the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't. Not a reason
yes.
That we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code THEBOYS.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro, you have no idea.
I hate to tell you, mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No, 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 no. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma, brother. Your grandma does drugs, okay? So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma, everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are...
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's just always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes. Yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats?
No, but I'm Clean Harry, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
Well, and I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it, like, there's no, like, scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just... guess I inhaled the cat disease that like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving, but they do have shaving stuff. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually... 6 to start, but if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones.
Which other ones?
The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell the litter box.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. Rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Hollywood Handbook.
So you were saying what you would do to, I guess, make Sean scared of the Grinch in, like, in front of people.
Right. Oh, we're back to the game show. My God.
Yeah. Well, I never left. I mean, Some of us never left.
I guess for Sean, it would just be the Grinch would come out. And then for Hayes, it would be like, you don't want to compete against your friends.
Yeah.
And then this whole time, people are like, oh, we're talking about Sean because he's the friend. And then we reveal that it's like, another friend or something. Yeah. There's always like an inside joke. Friend. Yeah. Like, oh, and let's bring out your real friend that you'll be competing against. And
okay.
Then that'll be the joke or something.
Yeah. Who would that be?
Yeah.
And who's that for you?
You know, and that would be a moment that might be hurtful to
so
Sean.
This is what's kind of tough.
That's hurting me. So I'm getting two fears. And the Grinch is there.
So
I'm out of here.
The tough thing is my other friend is like probably Max. Mm-hmm. Which is like
Max.
The Grinch's dog.
Oh, yeah.
And so like
the whole cast will be on stage.
I am hanging out with Max and like he and I know him totally separately from Sean. Mm. But like his connection to the Grinch is always like, and does Max like the Grinch? Not really.
No, he has no say. He has a leash on.
It's not even a leash. It's like a rod. It's like barely even a leash. And he has to drag this like entire huge wagon.
That's true.
And he's small.
Yeah.
But I think just like, you know.
How small is he?
How small is he? I guess he's like.
He's like.
He's about.
He's like a bigger than a cup.
Is he?
A little.
I see some pretty big cups.
Yeah. He's like.
You ever see those big green grenade drinks they got down in New Orleans?
Mm-hmm.
The cups are huge.
That is a cup.
Mm. Yeah. So like.
That's a cup.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But bigger than most cups, but than smaller, cup? Than
smaller than that cup.
One.
He's yeah. Well, we've got a range
he's
now.
That big. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Max. Is there a cup? Is there a cup he is the size of?
Yeah, that's.
Ice cream helmet.
You gotta ask his. You're the best.
Ice
friend.
Cream helmet.
Ice cream helmet. Baseball
ice
game.
Ice cream helmet. Uh huh. Yeah, he's about that size.
Mm-hmm. That's a cup.
Okay, so that's Max.
So that's Max. That's your best friend, and that's
no. He's not my best friend, but he is another friend. You know, I don't do this is my best friend. I say like this is one of my best friends.
Best friend is a tier.
Yeah.
So in this case, best friend we is would a tier. It's not a person. Max. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about who's better
Mindy
than
taught me that.
Others.
Mindy, do the show? Who's doing this?
Who's doing it? Who is it?
Who's doing the show? Who's doing the show?
Everybody's doing
this. Oh, in February, yeah, Paul's doing it. Paul of Tompkins.
How'd you get him?
He said, well,
why do you laugh at that?
You know, it's either this podcast again or I'm going to do the show. And I said, Paul, you're welcome to come on. And then you can do the podcast again the week after.
The week after,
how about that? We made a deal.
Two weeks.
I wasn't supposed to say that out loud, but that was the case. You know, we've had all kinds of people on the show. We've got comedians.
Yeah.
Paul F. Tompkins and comedians. That's what she said.
I was in going back. And she did that. Like, what kind of people have we had?
Carl Tart do the show?
One more time?
Did Carl Tart do the show?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, actually he did. And reschedule around us because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Pay him to do the show?
I did, actually.
How much money?
Let's see. Well, however much you guys pay, minus maybe like 15?
Minus 15.
Mm, yeah, okay. Something like that.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
So you're making money.
So like more than like, you know, what you...
More than words, huh?
What you would make usually at a slot machine, but less than what you guys pay. For sure. Mm. By like $15.
Let's go.
10 to 15.
Let me say, like, I would go to the opening of you guys? Envelope.
Yeah.
Hayes. Yeah. I would literally go to
of how much cash?
Hayes would go to the goddamn opening of an envelope. I mean, this guy is available. He is available for your show.
Yeah, come see how much.
Have him on. Have him on maybe with Paul. People. They know each other.
No, for sure.
Mm-hmm, we do.
Oh, yeah. You guys are in.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah.
We talk in the waiting area.
Yeah, you can talk in the waiting area.
No, I'm saying that's, I know Paul, like, I see him out there and we talk.
And
Yeah.
But in the green room, right?
In the green room is where
you guys really rapping.
Where the talking.
That's where where I really perform on the stage, not like as much.
No. Freezes up a bit.
Yes.
No.
Some of the shit this guy's doing in the green room has me rolling.
Oh, I waste a lot of it.
He's got this routine about brunch.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to change the name of brunch.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is this is only green room material?
Yeah.
Lung fist. He wants different to call parts of the word.
Yeah.
It's great.
And he goes off about this.
There is kind of a G.
Lung fist.
And yeah, the way I say it.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I love it. It's like, where did the G come from? You know?
No, yeah. Where did the
griddle cakes?
It's not in lunch or breakfast, the word.
But you eat griddle cakes,
yeah.
Oh, griddle. Yeah, yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. A little
Gravlox.
Gravlox.
Yeah.
Right?
That's kind of...
Maybe we stole it from lasagna. That's not using it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is good.
Who else?
That was all in the green room.
Breakfast lasagna.
Who else does this?
Who's doing it? And what are they doing?
Carl Tart, Real Butcher, Nicole Byer. Nicole won one time. Andy Richter lost. I think we're going to do like a loser's edition. But here's the thing. If you lose the game show, you know, I always like to remind everyone... everyone who's lost, you know, have gone on to do great things.
Everyone?
Most people, yeah. I can think of.
What's Andy Richter doing?
You know, he hasn't been fired yet.
From his Earwolf podcast?
I would say that's winning.
Why are we at Andy Richter on this show? He's doing Otsko's show.
I'm trying.
Are you actually?
Yes.
That's worse. Don't tell me that.
Yeah, come on.
Tell me you haven't tried.
Okay. You got to show up and play a game.
I'll reach out.
You just sit here and be confused?
Huh?
Andy's great. He'd be down.
Yeah, he'd be down.
That's even worse.
Get him.
He loves the mic.
Now I feel terrible that, like, Kevin is trying and he would be down. And yet still.
And still.
He almost did it last week.
Oh, yeah.
But let's play a game. Let's play a game.
Kevin, didn't you bring some games?
Yes.
Let's play those games.
We don't have enough games for us.
We don't have enough to do on this.
Kevin's
show.
Opening
that's
up
not
in general.
True.
No, it is.
And if we could use any of these games
we need
for every episode after.
We need a segment.
That was the biggest piece of advice we got when we started the show.
Yeah.
Scott Ankerman sat us down and said, "You have to have segments for the show." And we said, "Thank you."
Mm-hmm.
But no.
Yeah. And then?
And then we plateaued.
Here's the thing. Why don't we only play one game? I think you guys could really use the rest for the other episodes.
That and then is just going to be like echoing in my head of like,
and then
we had that meeting and
that
then I guess now 7 years of
bad luck.
Not sure where they went.
I was yes-anding.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Kevin, what is this?
Okay, wait, if we're only playing one, can I just name all the titles and then you can pick one of the titles?
Okay.
Okay.
We can play more than one.
Well, that's a game in and of itself, isn't it, Kevin?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, let's play this game.
So that's really two games now we're going to get to play.
Okay, first one's called, Wait, That's What That's Called?
Okay.
The second one is, Dude, No Way. The third one is, That's Not Lotion. The next one is, okay. Wait, That's Actually How My Vape Pen Broke. The next one is, Wait, Was That Your Stomach or Mine? And then the last one is, Wait, I don't think that's a Jim Carrey movie.
I hate to just go with the first thing I hear. But I believe I would like to play That's What That's Called?
Yeah. Mm. Wait, That's What That's Called?
Oh, yes. They all have weight. Huh?
Kevin, like, and also, like, you can tell, like, yeah, where the way he's ordering them, he doesn't want you to pick the first one. He wants you to pick
the lotion.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly
right. That's bat and cleanup, right?
Yes. He wants you to pick.
Lotion's bat and cleanup.
He put the lotion right smack in the middle.
They're in the home run spot. Lotion. Yeah.
Really, although, like.
And of course, I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah. Me too.
I know he wants me to pick it, but okay, let's play That's Not Lotion.
No, I don't, like.
I bet these are all the same game. What is, like, they're all the same. It's just different titles.
That's interesting. I think you're
right.
Oh,
I think that's what that's called,
and
probably.
That's Not a Jim Carrey movie would both apply to That's Not Lotion. And Was That Your Stomach or Mine?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he would say, like, you know, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and we'll be like, wait, that's the lotion? Whatever, what's the game called?
That's Not Lotion.
Oh, see, and we would go, That's Not Lotion.
Kevin's tactical error was he should have called it It's Okay, It Is Lotion.
That's right.
And then I would feel safer playing it. Mm-hmm. Okay, but what's the first one? Let's play the first one.
Okay, we'll
wait,
play the
that's what that's called?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll play that.
Someone describes a made-up word. Oh, have you guys heard of lung fist? Wait, what's that? Oh, interesting. Well, it's kind of between breakfast and lunch. And so then the other two are guessing. Wait, do you mean lunch? Do you mean do you mean brunch? And then that first person goes, wait, that's what that's called?
Referring to what?
The word that they made up.
Thank you, Oscar.
Oh.
I think you have explained it wrong.
Go ahead.
Try.
What? Well, here's one way it could work. In your example, I would be coming up with a new word for something that we already know the word for.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you said the traditional word for it, I would say that's what that's called.
Okay.
So do you guys want to do that?
Yeah, let's play. Yeah.
Let's play that
out with Kevin.
Okay. All right, hang on. Give me one moment. And you can edit out this silence while I think. Let me retreat into my mind palace. Okay. On my porch today, I saw a schwecktangle.
Okay, Kevin.
You can ask questions about it.
What shape was it?
It's a rectangle.
Wait, that's what that's called?
What?
No.
No.
I thought that was that's how much you play too early. It too.
No, it's too early for that part.
Got it.
Let's go ask him a question about this.
Yeah.
Did it make sound?
Brett!
I can't.
Let the guest ask!
I thought that was a question
was,
for the room.
Look, that
what
was a
I
good
just
question.
Say?
No, it doesn't.
Honestly, that was a good question.
No, it doesn't.
See, now we got more clues.
Yeah.
How does it? What's the smell?
It's not good.
It gives out.
It's not good.
Okay.
Because it's old.
It's a rectangle. It doesn't make a sound.
Schwecktangle.
The shape is rectangle.
It's shape as a rectangle. Doesn't
I was
make a
defending
sound.
You a second ago.
Oh.
Jesus.
Sorry.
No good deed.
You know.
Is it? Piece of poop?
Oh, no, Brent, it's not a piece of poop.
The shape of a rectangle. It doesn't make a sound, but it smells bad.
Right now, it smells kind of bad.
Yeah.
It's on your porch?
It's on my porch.
Is it alive?
No.
Okay, Kevin's turn.
Do you put food on it?
No.
Okay.
Not unless you stepped in food.
Oh. I know it is.
Well, why don't you go ahead and guess?
It's the welcome mat.
Oh, that's what that's called?
Yeah.
Wow, gorgeous.
Great job, everyone.
That was a really gorgeous game. Yeah.
Wow. Gorgeous. So,
and what do I get?
Okay.
Because Brett gets some crypto.
That was good. Yeah, crypto.
So that Curly's gold?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. And now?
And now?
At home, the listeners can say, wipe your feet on the Schweck dangle.
That's right.
Before you come inside. And so we're creating a game actually for them to take into their lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Inside joke, like you said, this is important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. Schweck dangle. See, now.
What we do here is important. It is.
I bet.
This is important.
I'll hear somebody in my neighborhood say,
mm-hmm.
Get off my Schweck dangle.
And what neighborhood is this?
Silver Lake.
Okay. Okay. Keys under the mat.
My neighborhood, you know, there was an owl hooting all night outside of my window last night.
Hmm.
I said, this neighborhood's really changing.
Hmm.
I said, this is...
Used to be a nice neighborhood.
Now it's a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, well, my neighborhood has turned into a cartoon, so...
Yeah, it used to be a really nice neighborhood.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now
And now it's a cartoon.
Yeah, just an owl.
Banana peels on the ground.
Crazy part?
Owls, yeah.
There's no tree. Outside my window.
Wow. Okay. And so this owl's up to something funny.
Just floating. Just midair hooting.
Wow.
Unacceptable.
But the height of my window. Exactly the height.
Okay.
And I said, wow.
Yeah.
I gotta move.
Yeah. Wow.
So I'm looking for a new
time
place.
To move. Yeah. Looking for, yeah. Well, make sure you get the internet set up. Because I am relying on you a little
that's
bit.
That's true. Yeah, I made big promises and now I'm moving. Like, but that's a good time to use someone's Wi-Fi is when they're moving. Because the Wi-Fi is the last thing I'm going to take out. So while we're like in and out with like the couches and stuff, you can just do your Zoomies.
Uh-huh.
Hollywood Handbook. Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery. Starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's the URL for tickets? The whole entire thing.
Yeah. The H T.
Yeah.
T P.
You have to do that.
S.
Nice. Dot. Secure.
Secure.
Should we play another game?
W dot.
Should we what?
I kind of want to know how the lotion game works now.
Yeah, let's play the lotion game.
Okay.
And I'll tell you the entire website.
Okay, Kevin.
Okay, this one isn't as complicated. Someone lists off all of the lotion brands, and they sneak in a made-up brand that's not a lotion. And if the other two people can guess which one is a made-up one, they say, that's not a lotion.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Who wants to do this
okay.
one?
Okay. Well, let's do it.
Yeah. Hayes, you want to go?
So I'll just go with this. Dove. Atlantic Ocean Lotion.
Do I buzz in or
do
something?
We wait for
no, you can just say it.
Is Maybelline?
I like the buzz.
Is that
in.
Lotion?
Atlantic Ocean Lotion.
Can you do a list
maybe
where
it's Maybelline.
Most of only one is lotion?
Sorry, if we could just
oh yes, sorry.
Stop
go
it
ahead.
Down for a second, mm-hmm, Brett.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just, has a little like you know.
Brett has we arrived like to, with a mighty hammer.
We like to encourage you know to for him to like get involved and like try stuff and
no,
like
yeah. aiming it squarely at your funny bone.
I love
and
it.
He's prepared
it's
to
a
attack.
Family. It's a family.
It really is a family. It's yeah. a like. When he says stuff like that, we like yeah. to be like, Brett, that's like really cool. So like if you could like tell Brett that, like, I don't know if you heard what he said, mm-hmm. but I said, is Maybelline lotion? Mm-hmm. And Brett, just tell her what you said.
Tell everyone what you said, Brett.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
And that's
but
not.
I didn't.
And
yeah.
that's not good as the first one, I think, where you would take it. Because we know the tune. But hearing
well,
it subverted
it
in
up.
A way.
She didn't necessarily give it
she
up.
She did
the
not
first
give it
time,
up.
She didn't.
So I felt like explaining it a little bit.
No one's innocent
not,
here.
Not right.
Okay.
No.
No one's innocent.
No, thanks for the ring. Like, I always like yeah. to be reminded.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
But yes, that's the song. But what Brett did that I
we
think was rather ingenious
uh-huh. was?
Was what the way that he said it. Do you want to do it
the
again?
The first time I went, maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yes, and bong, the funny bone has been attacked with Brett's mighty hammer of
yeah.
comedy.
Your whole arm is asleep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oof, dead arm.
Yeah.
So, lotions.
Wait,
so I think Atlantic Ocean Lotion is not one. Am I wrong?
Atlantic Ocean Lotion, you can do this. Mm-hmm. There are certain, like, sometimes there's stuff, like, there's a lot of stuff in there. And, like, some of the stuff you can, like, reach, like, pick up from in there.
Right.
And squeeze it. And, like, stuff comes out that basically is, like a lotion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is a lotion, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You can rub, you can put it on your skin.
Right.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's gray. Mm-hmm.
Let me try to list some.
Yeah.
Jergens, Jow, Lubriderm, Bumble and Bumble, St. Ives, Jack Black, Calcifate, Calamine, Chromio?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
That's a good list.
I think that might be
I think
it.
In one breath you named six.
Mm-hmm.
That was.
I'm going to say that Jack Black is not a lotion.
It is
I'm gonna
Jack Black Jack is Black, one.
Yeah, that's
it is?
Right. I'm going to go with Chromio.
Yes. Chromio
Jack Black
is
a lotion.
Lotion.
Put in Jack Black is a lotion.
It is actually.
And I have
it's
asked
kind of
Jeeves
a,
open.
It's kind
that's
of
what I'm
brand.
Saying. It's what I'm referring to.
It's kind of like it's a name brand. It's kind of like a pricey men's nice lotion because I used it for a little bit.
Oh, wow. What the heck?
Cool Moisture Body Lotion
it
by
is.
Jack Black.
It's cool branding too, right? Like blue. Yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
And now Hayes would have to eat this.
I guess so.
Is that right, Kevin?
Yeah, for losing.
That's right, yep.
And A's would have to swallow the Cool Moisture Body Lotion by Jack Black.
That's right.
I get, because, like, you know, you look at him up there on stage, and you're like, how does he...
How is he so
How does he
smooth.
Get it so, like, keep is it so tight?
So, yes.
Yeah. And it's soy protein, vitamin E, and jojoba. That's mm-hmm. what it was the whole time.
Yeah, jojoba. Yeah, that's sort of closest to your natural oils in your body, so it's the least disruptive
Sean,
moisturizer you can use.
Sean, you know your lotions.
Hey, get out of town. Come on now.
Yeah. I'm
hey, what else is coming up?
I'm impressed. Lotion-wise? Oh.
You do any... did you go to the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards?
mm-hmm. I was... I did the photos outside.
Said, you took photos outside, selfies.
I said, I'm here.
Did you selfie stick?
No. Mm. Dare to go long.
These selfie
Dare
sticks.
To go long oh, with boy. What God gave you.
With your big arm.
My right arm. And
mm-hmm. God gave you these big arms for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think God made the original selfie stick. It's called your damn arm.
Yeah.
You don't exactly Fuck need to yeah. go messing with everything that nature intended.
Yeah. Don't go longer than you need.
Please. That's how far away it's supposed to be, however long your arm is.
What else is coming
I'm going
up?
To, well, I'll be at SF Sketchfest, but that's, I don't know when this is.
It's coming out Tuesday. There is no cushion. We do not have any kind of net. If this episode doesn't work, we're fucked. Mm-hmm. This is it. You're looking at it.
It's great.
We're smeared on the floor of the circus.
Look, I've mm-hmm. listened to it once. I'll listen to it twice because that's
yeah.
what matters.
You're going to do...
I'll be doing Let's Go, Let's Go,
okay.
the game show
yes.
At Piano Fight. And then I have this... I'm doing half-hour sets with Whitmer Thomas at Punchline.
Will you be playing SF. Any sick games that Kevin came up with at the Let's Go, It's a Good Show?
Really feeling the lotion one. Still.
Okay, I remember that one.
I might do a lotion.
We're friends with Whit. We're friends with him.
Yeah.
He did the show.
We know Whit.
Yeah.
Who? Oh, Whit. Yeah, Whit. Yeah.
To
yeah.
Whit. Whit's he's a great. Friend of mine.
Yeah, we're friends.
yeah. No, Whitmer's great. It's going to be fun. He's not doing the game show, but I know he would have loved that. Lotion game.
Yes.
So it's kind of a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's like election season, so we might have to do like some election type games, like the smear campaign is a game where you have to, you know, smear your opponent in a minute while evenly spreading cream cheese on a bagel.
Okay.
But it has to be an even amount smear campaign or
schmear.
There's a campaign trail mix, you know, where, you have to separate a big bag of trail mix into the right portions, like chocolates here, almonds here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you're giving a speech unfaltered. You know, things...
Seems like someone... It would be very easy for someone to get hurt.
You know...
And I don't know if
that's
you like...
That's what I worry
like,
about.
Like, you know, it's to. Funny. Like, it sounds funny, but it really also sounds like...
Sounds really funny, but my worry is...
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
I mean, yeah... Thank you, Sean.
What are they smearing? What are they like doing? What are they smearing with?
A knife.
Sounds
yeah.
like a huge yeah. knife.
That is an insurance nightmare. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A knife that big?
Mm-hmm.
God.
Because, yeah, like you think about
it. And if you really are smearing someone good and insult your opponent and they're holding a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So not only are you distracted, could cut yourself.
You could
They
cut
actually
your
have
opponent.
A weapon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Smear
oh,
this.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean.
Yeah, I didn't know.
It's okay.
Oh, I thought you were the bagel.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, I, you know, we thought we were playing just a fun game show.
Right. Well, that's what I hoped it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then.
When you told me about it.
yeah.
Yeah, that was my
I
hope.
I forgot to put the disclaimer, people will die. People have died,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not going to name names.
That's one way to sell tickets.
Yeah.
On our show, everybody lives.
That's good. That's
yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, for now. So we're basically done
You're drinking. You're using the Jimmy Pardo podcast mug. Never Not Funny.
Oh, there he is.
You got to keep that, huh? Look.
Am I keeping this?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, that's yours.
That's great.
Bye.
Whoa. Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.